From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. This week, a massive game developers conference kicks off in the German city of Cologne, and one of the main events, surprise, is based on the virtual reality company Oculus VR that was recently bought by Facebook. Oculus has been everywhere, and not just in the gaming world. There is also news that Facebook wants Hollywood to start creating content for the virtual reality headsets Oculus makes. It's an interesting idea that has its fair share of skeptics. Matt Zoller-Seitz is one. He's the TV critic for New York Magazine and Vulture.com. Matt, thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you for having me.
What would a virtual reality movie actually look like?
When we say virtual reality movie, I feel like we might as well be saying modern dance mural. I mean, I feel like the two things are not necessarily compatible, and that's part of the problem. Whatever virtual reality is going to be used for, I don't think it's going to feel like a movie.
I was going to ask how you imagine this kind of thing enhancing narrative. I mean, can you picture that happening, or will it be too gimmicky?
I can't. I honestly can't see how this can enhance narrative as we know it. What I can see is we're creating these sort of alternate universes, these fantasy universes like the holodeck in Star Trek The Next Generation.
Sure.
Where it's not so much that the point is to go into a story and experience the story in a more intense and immersive way, but rather to visit a place.
If you could pick a movie that you would like to experience firsthand, the set or the world virtually, what would you pick?
I think I would like to experience the world of Boardwalk Empire, the HBO show.
Okay.
Old New York, old New Jersey, and the six-floor walk-ups and the coal-burning stoves and things like that. In fact, that's the main reason why I watched Boardwalk Empire for the first three seasons, even though a lot of the time I didn't even like it.
So basically what you're saying here is that narrative, it has all this giant spectrum of possibility, but in terms of the way that we actually want to experience it, we still want to experience it passively.
I think the point of a story is you surrender to it. And the point of virtual reality or a video game, for that matter, is you can do whatever you want. You can go wherever you want, or at least you feel like you can go wherever you want. I just think it's apples and oranges.
Matt Zoller-Seitz is the TV critic for New York Magazine and also Vulture.com. Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.